And we know that there's no such thing as the Latino vote, but for the first time in the U.S., Latinos will make up the country's second largest voting demographic, second only to white Americans. The Pew Research Center says a record 32 million Latinos are eligible to vote this year.
So we wanted to know, how are Latinos across the country approaching the election this year, and what is most important to them?
My name is Antonio Souza. I'm 25 years old. I live in Miami, Florida. I'm a Democrat, progressive, and I was born in Nicaragua. Yeah, I became a naturalized citizen a couple of years ago, and so this was my first election where I actually got a chance to pick who's going to be running the country. You know, the message that we're getting from the campaigns is capitalism versus socialism, which does a disservice to us because we care about more than just that. You know, we want to know, like, how do you create a new jobs for us that pay well in the energy sector so that we're not contributing to climate change?
My name is Andrew Assan III. I was born in Easton, Pennsylvania. I am a constitutional conservative, so I believe that the government, like Ronald Reagan said, the government is not the solution, the government is the problem. And I witnessed that because of my parents' backgrounds. So I know communism because in Cuban families, they always sit around, they talk about what communism is all about. It's about creating misery for everyone. And then the top people, they are well taken care of. In my opinion, that's where the Democratic Party is not heading towards. I think that's what it's all about.
My name is Daphne Machado, and I'm originally from Peru, and I'm 49. I live in Pennsylvania. I don't know if I can call myself a Republican. I think I would call myself as a Trumper. I like him in 2016. That was the first time I ever voted in my life. He was, like, for the people. He wasn't a politician. He felt to me like somebody like I knew. I love my Latino community, but I love America. I'm here to work. I'm here to respect the country and for a better future. And I think that Mr. Trump is the only one that can do it.
My name is Reina Montoya. I was born in Mexico, but I call Arizona home, and I am 29 years old. I'm definitely an independent. I live in a mixed immigration status family, and I'm a DACA recipient. My brother is a DACA recipient. My sister is a U.S. citizen. My dad just last year won his asylum case, and my mom is undocumented. So for me, immigration has been something that has directly impacted my life, and I just have seen the trauma and the fear and the pain that not having an immigration status creates, not only in families, but all the barriers that prevent our human potential.
We want to thank our assistant producer, Maiwa Aina, for that.